one of the wardens on the Calf was doing a watch for seabirds, actually, up at the north side of the Calf at Cow Harbour. And he was just sort of scanning and saw a great big splash. And so he focused his scope on where the splash was and thought, oh, I bet whatever it is never leaps again. And then a couple of seconds later it did. And so the shark came leaping out of the water about 1.5 metres out of the water, and sort of hung in the air for a couple of seconds before splashing back down again. So he was able to see it quite distinctly. The thing about thresher sharks is they have this amazingly long tail. The top lobe of the tail is really, really long, and about as long as the whole rest of their body. And he immediately saw that and realised it must be a thresher shark.
Wow, so is it quite usual in their behaviour that they will breach?
It is fairly common, yes. They are known to do that. Simon the warden's actually seen one breach before down in the south of England, so they are known to do that. Why they do it is a bit of a conundrum still. It could be to sort of dislodge parasites that are on their skin, or it could be some form of communication, but nobody really knows why they do it.
So what is the diet of a thresher shark?
Thresher sharks are carnivorous, and they feed on mainly shoaling fish such as mackerel and herring and that sort of thing. They're quite predatory, so they'll hunt down groups of fish and feed on them.
Even though those types of fish are quite common in waters around the Isle of Man, the thresher shark isn't, though, is it?
Correct. Yes, thresher sharks are usually found further offshore in sort of bigger water bodies rather than just in the Irish Sea. But I mean, part of the reason that we think they're so rare is because there are so few records of them, and they're so infrequently seen. We're sort of quite used to seeing the basking sharks and knowing about basking sharks because they come to the surface a lot, whereas thresher sharks don't really come to the surface other than when they breach like this. So it may be that they are more common than we think, and we just don't have the records to prove it.
So would it be good if people who maybe saw one reported the sightings to you?
Yes, definitely. Actually, since I put out the release about the sighting, a couple of people have come back to me and said they think they've seen them sort of a few years ago or whatever, or caught one a few years ago, so which is great. You know, part of the reason of letting people know that we had this sighting is to try and encourage more people to report them if they have seen them.
So we seem to hear quite often lately that rare species of shark and other marine creatures are being spotted around the British Isles. Why do you think this is?
Well, I think the British Isles is a great spot for marine wildlife in general. You know, we've got thousands, literally, of species from the really tiny up to the massive, like the basking shark and the fin whales. But I think it's only in recent years that it's really come to the general public's attention that we have such wonderful species. I certainly know from growing up myself, I wasn't aware that we had whales and dolphins just around the coast of the British Isles. So I think a lot of it is due to public awareness.